Soutine's sitter looks self-conscious and agitated. Her tense hands, in particular, evoke a state of distress. Her blood-red dress, painted in thick impasto, contrasts against her dark coat and the cool, gloomy tones of the background. The quivery, spontaneous brushstrokes tremble with emotive power. Soutine's subject is Madeleine Castin, wife of Marcelin. They were a well-to-do French couple whose patronage helped Soutine support himself beginning in 1927. Sabine Riewald, associate curator in the Department of Modern Art at the Metropolitan, speaks about Madame Castin.
She died in 1993 at the age of 99. I interviewed her in 1986. She had a famous antique shop. She told me that she was very nervous when Soutine painted her. She had just been married and the chauffeur would wait for her downstairs, and she was nervous whenever separated from her husband. There were about six sittings. She wore a red muslin dress, she remembered it, and a very expensive fur coat.
The Castins did not react well to the painting.
When the painting was done, they both did not like it, never hung it, and after 2 months they sold it. And that is how it entered the art market, and that is how it's now in our collection.
Soutine grew up in Lithuania, in a family of poor Orthodox Jews who opposed his becoming an artist. He found artistic freedom in Paris in 1913, but he never lost his sense of tragedy. He was called a wild spirit, was a chronic alcoholic, and remained secretive about his work. His passionately painted distortions achieve an intensity that links him with the expressionist tradition from El Greco to Van Gogh.